Okay, we're back. It is May 13th, and very intense. The last segment was very intense. And, of course, you know you're listening to Clarity Radio. My name's Brian. Now, Nancy.
Yes.
You've got a couple questions you want to ask me.
I do. I guess as you were talking, what was going through my head as you were speaking, coming up with questions, what do the people of Calgary, what would they have to do to offset what they've been going through? How can they change it?
It's a very, very simple thing that they need to do. All they got to do is ask God to forgive them for slaughtering any animal. In fact, anyone who does harm to an animal, they simply, with sincerity, they ask God to forgive them. Even if they go every day and they slaughter animals, every day at the end of the day, they say, Father, forgive me for doing this. And just say, Father, please forgive me. Am I forgiven? Their soul will know.
Right.
And so, but this is also a good way for the people of Alberta to develop a stronger relationship with God. Because a lot of them, in their 100% free will, they did not do this. They just slaughtered the animals, okay? And no one told them. Because religion is not here to really help us, okay? Religion basically is here to keep us on the treadmill. And so once we break away from religion, and folks, I'm getting a headache here. Some people are thinking this. Okay, so he's talking about a cult and all this stuff, New Age. I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about 7 billion people. We all grow up and we realize that God is the only one in this matrix that can forgive, period. Okay? It would be nice if I was a Palestinian, for example, every time the Palestinians are bombed, I would not forgive Israel. Any country that bombs another country, the one receiving the bombs, I would not forgive them. Because that's the only way we can eventually, through the matrix, stop the wars. That's the only way. By us forgiving other countries that bomb the crap out of other countries, you're coming in into another incarnation to be bombed again. But if you forgive them, then they got to go through some sort of lesson experience to balance out the score.
So you would ask God to forgive.
100%.
Right. And let go of anger and revenge.
Yeah, 100%. But I would not forgive anybody. I would not forgive a country, an institution, a government, a king, a queen. I would not forgive any of this because then they own me.
Right.
And that's what we've got to understand. Then they own me. What's your second question?
So what do the politicians, what could they do to offset what has already been done? How can they change this around?
Well, they can do it, but most of them are very weak and most of them, they don't listen too well, okay? Because they're under the influence of something else. And by the way, it's not their fault. They're basically actors on the stage reading their lines. But for many, their lines are not going to be too good when they cross over. But what they can do, if I'm a politician today, I'm going to be moving towards an antidote right away. I'm going to be calling every doctor around the world who claims to have some sort of treatment for COVID that have a proven track record of success, find out what's going on, and I would get all of the chief medical advisors, doctors of the light, okay, of the light, and say, this is what I've discovered, it's been revealed to me, and please go and save our citizens. That's what I would do. And that would offset some of the karmic debt I have acquired in a major way. But it takes someone that has a lot of courage, and there's not too many people in this country that truly have courage, particularly a politician. And the Father's speaking through me. The reason why is they are more concerned about getting votes than doing the right thing. And that's big. That's where that individual will create huge karma. But me, I would be going after the antidote. I would be working with countries worldwide that are doing research. I would set up a central database for all researchers to tap into that database and get the information and see what's going on. And I would not make this about money. Right now, it's about pharmaceutical companies having patents, want to make billions, zillions of vaccines that for many reasons are not safe, is not proven. Instead of going and get a safe treatment, a safe antidote. That's what I would do if I'm a politician. If I did that, then I know the spiritual council, when I cross over, would have mercy on me.
Wow.
But whether or not that's going to resonate with many of them out there, only God knows. But
right.
If I'm them, I would listen to this, you know, because I'm a person that knows them better than they know themselves. I know all their family members better than they know their family. Every politician, I know their family members better than they know their family. And I can say that because God tells me everything that I need to know at that moment. Okay, so let's look at 6 months in your mother's womb.
Okay.
Okay. And let's see what we're going to have revealed to us. Okay, hang on for 1 second. Now, so 6 months in your mother's womb, okay, so you had this microchip, I call this a microbe, in your small intestine, and it said that you are in purgatory, okay, that you're in purgatory. And because we are led to believe, again, I sound like a broken record, and I know this, that we only have one life, okay? And so we're in the matrix, and this is where we go through purgatory, and this is where we go through hell. This is where we go through some stages of heaven or whatever. But this planet is basically a dog's breakfast. It really is. Because when you come into this matrix, what you realize that the first displaced energy on this planet is the energy of truth. It's almost like it just exists in pockets. But for the whole planet, it's like the planet is in a fog.
Yes.
And they're basically, it's like they all took some sort of drug that says they will not speak up if they feel that something is not right. It's just like many of us came in to be slaughtered like lambs. And we know that much of what's going on in COVID is not correct because there's one definition, one statement I live by. If you're going to do something and it's difficult, it means it's not meant to be.
For sure.
And when you got more than one vaccine, for example, you've got slaughtering houses around the world where many of the workers are getting COVID. In fact, slaughtering houses is probably the number one industry around the world where they have the highest rates of COVID. Okay? They can check it out. It's got to be. Okay? But, I mean, they can fudge the numbers. They can do whatever. Okay? Because remember, truth is only in certain pockets of this planet. It's not all over.
Right.
And so when we take a look at purgatory, in every case, when someone's in purgatory, it means they were a victim, okay? But on some level, another level of truth, there are no victims. There are just volunteers. There's some truth to that, but not entirely, because the issue is that at one time, the dark was able to change the matrix to their advantage, and they could change the matrix where they would never suffer. They would always be untouchable, and they would pass their spiritual debt of sowing and reaping to others. And so one of the things that the dark uses is the Bible, scripture, the Ten Commandments. And so if you take a look at the statement, honor thy mother and father, what does that really mean? It means that they must do what they want you to do, regardless of it being right or wrong. Okay? And then if you don't do it, they come back with you into another incarnation, the matrix.
Yes.
And they will give you disease.
And you're back on the treadmill.
They may have done something really awful to you in the 100% free will, and then you forgive them, then they're off the hook. And so they keep coming back doing the same nonsense to you, or maybe something different, maybe worse, and you keep forgiving them. That's why we don't do it. And that's why you cannot accept the Bible at face value. You can't do it. You cannot do it. You cannot accept the Ten Commandments at face value. Otherwise, you're toast. And so when Christ came to teach, love thy neighbor as thyself, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and it's always to the best of your ability. So even Joe Biden, the president of the United States, when he was sworn in, and a lot of people, a lot of Americans did not pick up on this. Canadians, the world did not pick up on this. One observation. After he swore the oath, he said to the best of his ability. He made that statement. But the problem with oaths, it is not reciprocal. And that's why you don't make them.
Right.
If you make an oath to someone, 99.9, they're not coming back to make an oath to you. Because they know the game.
They gotcha.
They know the matrix game. They know how to get you real good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you don't do it. If they're not prepared to come back and say, I promise to protect you the best way I can, they won't. But they want us to say, we promise to protect ABC, but with no wiggle room out. Then if you don't do it, you come back into another incarnation, they get you. because this force has a blanket energy that can infect a billion people at one time in less than 30 minutes. And that's the power of the matrix. And that's why the light has to stay in control of the matrix. And so when you look at your mother's womb, 6 months in your womb, you were in purgatory. Of course, you were murdered and your family went through horrific experiences. And so for you to get out of purgatory, this is where I'm going, you agreed that you would go on a spiritual journey.
Correct. Yes.
That's what you agreed. Because remember, I'm the extension of the spiritual council. And so even through the council, I can, through the council, make arrangements for someone's life to be extended. I can do that. And I've done that for many people. And I can also help change the outcome of their future. And so one of my job is to make sure you don't get murdered.
Yes.
Okay. And your kids don't go through A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Right.
Okay. Because we're going to understand together what you did to attract all that.
Okay.
And then what we're going to do is we're going to make sure you don't do it again and you stay away from the people who harm you.
Sounds good to me.
And that's what we're going to do. And so I know you can do it because you've done some amazing things already. And so you're in front of me. You've had all these health issues, mental health issues. On some level, you're dealing with mental health with your job as a nurse.
Right.
Okay. And so it's not like you're somebody else and then the listeners are saying, well, she doesn't know anything. She is a housewife. She's a domestic engineer. Don't listen to her. But you're in where all the fighting's going on.
Oh, yeah.
You're on the front line.
Yes.
And so you know, and if I wasn't correct, you would tell me.
Yes.
You better tell me because I don't.
Yes.
Because if I'm not saying anything correct, you got to tell me. You know, don't worry about embarrassing me. People cannot embarrass me on the air here. They can't do it because when you have an interview with me, if I'm saying something that you don't believe in, let me know because then I have to check to see if there's a block. If you have a block, if you do have a block, I have to lift it. That's why I need people to say, Brian, what you're saying, it doesn't resonate, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's go back to 6 months again, the reference in the womb, and see what else. Hang on. Oh, wow. Okay, so in your microbes, 6 months in your mother's womb, you were programmed to go through what you're going through with me, okay? But when you die, oh, my gosh, you know, this is really good. You're going to go back into a 100% free will incarnation. You're coming out of the matrix. And so, yeah, you can feel it. You're crying because you know what I'm saying. It's true. And so when you die and cross over, you're going to experience a pinkish purple light. And so when you have that experience, you're going into a 100% free will. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask God to give you insight into forgiveness. So when you go into the 100% free will, you're going to be faced with this nonsense again of everyone forgiving everybody.
Okay? Right.
And so you're going to learn that that's not the way to go. And then you're going to teach others the truth.
Okay.
But remember, to be on the journey, this journey is not for sissies.
No.
Okay? So it's not going to be easy. I mean, when you're doing God's work, it's not easy, but it is very rewarding. It is. Because, I mean...
It's a whole different feeling.
It's a whole different feeling of looking forward to the future when you wake up in the morning... And to be able to get rid of fear.
Not looking over my shoulder.
Not looking over your shoulder, because you looked over your shoulder a lot, right?
Yep, whole life.
Your whole life. But the people who come and see me, I think that's what my job is, to get them out of the matrix, and when they die and cross over, they're going to a better place. Because I don't want to die and come back into the matrix and deal with this crap here.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. I want to go somewhere. But then again, the father may say, you may have to go into the matrix because we need someone to teach certain individuals the truth. And that becomes like the human body. You know, you've got red blood cells, you've got white blood cells. And so you become a combination of both and you go into the next experience. And so you've got the ability to sustain life, the red blood cell. And then you've got the white, you're able to fight off the darkness. Okay?
Yeah.
Again, it's a metaphor, but that's what God wants of you, is to use you as a instrument and to infuse pureness into the 100% free will. Because the 100% free will is worse than the matrix. So I'm going to warn you.
Okay.
because there's a lot of people that will get diabetes or whatever, different diseases, because they did something in the 100% free will. But the same people in the matrix are not doing the same violent crimes or whatever. So it's less violent here, but there's more sickness here because they're paying their debt here.
Right.
But in the 100% free will, there's a lot less sickness and a lot more crime going on. So maybe I can ask the Father to station you maybe in the Bahamas, you know, and where you just have a handful of people living on the island and you don't have to worry about the hurricanes and all that. Maybe there's something that can be done. But who knows? Like, I mean, he's in charge.
Right.
And so what I also learned about free will is when we go to God and we ask God for forgiveness, our life changes, not because we have free will. It's because God forgives us and changes our life. So God has free will. So the only entity that has free will is God. But we have to go to God and ask for forgiveness. And then our life changes. Again, the people in Calgary, listen to me. You're listening to a person that knows you better than you know yourself and knows all the employees of the plant where you work, knows the children in all schools better than the teacher. That's who you're listening to. So I'm saying to all of you out there, we love you, but treat the animals with extra compassion. Show more. And go to God and ask God to forgive you when doing any harm to an animal. Okay, so we're going to go to break. And when we come back, I'm still going to continue. There's more for us to learn through your mother's womb when you were 6 months.
Okay.
Okay, and this is very interesting. Okay, my name is Brian, and we are going to take a break. And for the people in Puerto Rico, I'm going to be helping you. And I can't tell you how I'm going to help you. But the spiritual council is going to be helping you big time over the next 3 months. And we love you. Let's go to break. It's almost like I have a program.
Come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that. It's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me want to savor every moment slowly. You fit me, tailor made, love how you put it on. Got the only key, know how to turn it on. The way you never lie my ear, the only words I want to hear. Baby, take it slow so we can last long.
Tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Me voy acercando y voy armando el plan. Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso.
Oh yeah. Ya me está gustando más de lo normal. Todos mis sentidos van pidiendo más. Esto hay que tomarlo sin ningún apuro. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo en las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito. Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito. Y es que esa belleza es un rompecabezas, pero pa' montarlo aquí tengo la pieza, oye. Oh yeah. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo en las paredes de tu laberinto. Cerré tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
bendito. This is how we do it down in Puerto Rico. I just wanna hear you screaming, ay bendito. I can go forever cuando esté contigo.
Pasito a pasito, suave suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito. Nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Hasta provocar tus gritos. Y que olvides tu apellido.
Despacio.